The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, it seems women hold less than a quarter of the tech jobs in major tech companies like Facebook, Apple, Google, and Microsoft. Even though women are often known to be meticulous and detailed, a good trait to have when it comes to tech and security, there aren't that many women in tech. Lest we assume the problem is the education pipeline, note that a U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO, report from 2015 found that the percentage of tech jobs held by women is 39% higher outside the tech sector, say in retail or finance organizations, than in it. Whatever it is that's keeping women out of the tech workforce, it seems to be worse in the tech industry itself. So let's chat with Ksenia Paguero, Senior Research Lead at Synopsys Software Integrity Group, to find out more. Ksenia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting. Hi.
Why do you think it's so much more important, diversity and inclusion, to be had in this particular space?
Well, I think that a lot of studies have shown that women and diverse personnel brings a different perspective. And also when we think about our product, our customers are different, right? We're not selling our products to just white men, for example.
Okay.
So having a diverse team will help us to create products that are more attractive to a wider customer base.
Have you seen, though, the work environment change for women in the past 5 years in the tech sector?
I would say it's changing slowly. If you ask me about the last 10 years, I think there are more changes that are happening, but we're definitely moving in the right direction. So, for example, I think that there is definitely more discussion about the diversity and inclusion today. A lot of companies have diversity and inclusion programs and try to also not just attract new people from diverse groups, but also maintain the people that they already have from diverse backgrounds and help, you know, support them and move them along their career ladder.
It sounds like it's just talk, though, at this stage. Some talk is better than none, I suppose.
there is awareness. There is talk. I mean, I don't have the exact numbers if there are actually more women, but I think awareness is better. I can also say about, look, so from my perspective, I also speak at conferences, at tech conferences a lot, and there are definitely more female speakers at the conferences. And I know it's not just a coincidence, because I know a lot of conference organizers are trying to attract more women. They are trying to have blind panel reviews, right? So when we don't know the gender of the person who is applying for a conference, to present at a conference. And there are definitely scholarships for participants from diverse origins to come to the conference if they cannot afford to pay or their company will not pay the attendance.
Mm. Ksenia, as a female leader in the tech industry, why don't you tell us about your journey? What were some of the challenges you faced? How did you overcome them?
I started as an exchange student, so my background is actually Russian. I'm from Russia. I live right now in the United States. I did my master's in the United States as an exchange student, found a job in the tech sector as an intern and kind of climbed up the career ladder to principal consultants and then decided to switch into research. But speaking of the challenges, so one challenge I had is that at some point, I had to leave the country because of the visa regulations, and I had to work remotely for 2.5 years. And on one hand, that looked like appeared when I couldn't advance in my career because I was remote from my team. I was working just by myself. I didn't have the same opportunities. But during that period, I started working more on research projects and things that I could do individually. So I got myself kind of into developing training, into teaching remotely, and then eventually traveling to clients and doing training. And I think that allowed me to pivot and get into this research track that I am on now. So I think, you know, different opportunities, different life situations can actually present you different opportunities.
So not a challenge gender-based per se, Ksenia?
So on one hand, it's not a gender-based challenge. However, so a consulting job requires a lot of travel, and oftentimes women decide not to travel, right, variety of reasons. It could be safety and security. They might not feel comfortable traveling to maybe certain parts of the country. It could be a challenge, you know, based on like family. You don't want to leave your family. And so, especially in consulting, like, women will say, well, this job is not for me, right? I don't want to be traveling. I don't want to be on the road. But there are ways to work around it. So maybe you can pivot into a different career, or maybe you can arrange your travel in a certain way so that you're traveling, kind of pack your travel together and then stay at home longer. But yeah, there are these challenges.
Anecdotally, we always hear that it's that women tend to keep quiet at the risk of oversimplifying. So how then can women make themselves be heard, particularly in the tech space, whilst we wait for the industry to catch up?
I think joining a women group in your industry would be a good opportunity to at least have other people to talk to the same challenges, but also maybe bring up those challenges to your management or at a higher level. So, for example, Women in Cybersecurity is one group that is, and in my field, is very active and has conferences, and also helps you to have networking and maybe find a better job and, yeah, helps building your career.
We're speaking with Ksenia Poguero, who is Senior Research Lead at Synopsys Software Integrity Group. Ksenia, organizations face gender imbalance in certain areas of business, let's say outside of the tech space as well. What are some best practices to, say, bridge the technical skills gap?
I think we should start at the very beginning, hiring more women at the entry level, but then also maintaining those people, right? And providing the training that women will need, the women that you already have in the company, providing the training, providing opportunities for growth, also considering them for promotion. Unfortunately, studies show that oftentimes men are promoted based on their potential, where women are promoted based on what they have already achieved. So I think we need to work with our own biases. And by we, I don't mean just men. We as women also have biases against women, unfortunately, because we are the product of this society.
Right. So then how can organizations and leaders push for a more gender equal society or workplace?
I think it also has a lot to do with exactly when you're talking about equal, right? It's not just for women. It's for everybody and for men as well. And I find one of the strongest points is to talk about parental leave and to make parental leave equal for men and women. Or else, I've seen some companies make it for the primary caregiver of a child, you know, who can be both one of the partners, regardless of the gender. Mm. Because if men take a bigger lead of, you know, of the family, taking care of kids or older family members, then that lets women spend more time on their career as well.
Say we talk specifically about software development. How can organizations get their head around recruiting more women software development?
Yeah. So one of the suggestions is to have a female on the recruiting panel, right, on the interview panel. So if candidates are interviewed by just men, that there may be more bias. So having women on the interviewing committee, having more female candidates. Also, studies have shown if you have just one female candidate in the pool, so if you have, let's say, you know, 10 candidates and one is female, there is almost no chance that this female will be hired. So having more equal pool of candidates.
That and change also, with a woman on the recruiting panel?
Those are two separate things.
Right, okay.
Yeah, one is to have a woman on the recruiting panel, one is to have more female candidates in the pool. And three is talking to the women that are already in the company and asking, you know, them for referrals and referring their friends and from their networks, from their professional organizations, for example.
Would you say then, you did say earlier that in the last 10 years, things are becoming more aware, companies are, that there is an issue here. What about for women who are starting their careers in this industry today? Might you say it's easier than when you started out?
Absolutely. I think they definitely have more opportunities with this awareness, right? It's also from the person who is being recruited, who is starting their career, is challenging your own assumptions. I think I had a lot of assumptions when I was starting my career, and that didn't help. I had assumptions about, you know, this job is not for me, where I think women today, being aware, should be more open to all positions are for them. And it's definitely is easier right now and they have more opportunities, then they should just not tell the stories to themselves that this is not for me, that I cannot do it. Yes, we can do it. Everybody can do it.
Ksenia Bagüero, Senior Research Lead at Synopsys Software Integrity Group. Ksenia, stay safe. Thanks for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.